Jesus, the grace and favor of Allah Ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala gives these napak and impure tongues the opportunity to take His Mubarak and pure name. If we continued washing our tongues in the best of waters, in rose water, then too our tongues would not have been fit to take the Mubarak name of Allah Ta'ala. Sometimes for the consolation of our hufaz that perform Taraweeh and concern themselves, or they become disappointed when they make mistakes in the Taraweeh, in spite of learning the Quran and Majeed, or in spite of knowing the Quran and Majeed, mistakes are still made. So sometimes this causes a lot of disappointment to the Hufaz, that, you know, I'm making mistakes, I know the Quran and Majeed, when I'm reading on my own, I know it, but when I go on the Musalla, then I'm making mistakes. For their consolation, Allah Ta'ala put this to mind, that if you made the three or four mistakes, make shukr to Allah Ta'ala, it was just the three or four mistakes you made. Otherwise, the reality is just that this napak tongue and this brain that has so much has gone through in the form of haram, maybe fantasizing, planning, and whatever else, is that mind, is that brain, and is that tongue worthy of taking the name of Allah Ta'ala? If anything, it should have been made a mistake on every word. This is just Allah Ta'ala's ihsan. You just made three or four mistakes, so be content with that. So the reality is just that our tongues, it is just Allah Ta'ala's favor, Allah Ta'ala's ihsan, that Allah Ta'ala gives the tawfiq to take His Mubarak name. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to make this part of our routine, to take the name of Allah Ta'ala, to engage in zikrullah morning, evening, whichever little way Allah Ta'ala gives the tawfiq, but make it a ma'mool and make it a practice in the morning, in the evening, or at night. Make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, engage in zikrullah. It helps for cleansing and purification of the heart. And this zikr is remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, there's different types of remembrance. Even one is engaging in the tilawat of the Quran and Majid, that is also zikrullah, that is also remembering Allah Ta'ala. And abstention from sins, when a person, some sin that is inviting a person, at that time is abstention, that is also zikrullah, that is remembering Allah Ta'ala in that form. As my Shaykh Azmana Yunus Rahmatullah Ali mentioned, that zikr is of two types. One is the positive zikr and one is the negative zikr. The positive zikr is the zikr that we do, and also the other good actions that we do, these are all positive zikr. Negative zikr is to abstain from those things which Allah Ta'ala has ordained haram. Whatever Allah Ta'ala has made haram, whatever Allah Ta'ala, whatever displeases Allah Ta'ala, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that is also a form of zikr. So we make dua to Allah Ta'ala, what Allah Ta'ala gives us the tawfiq of abstaining from sins and engaging in negative zikr in that form, and that Allah Ta'ala keeps our tongues wet in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yaar rahi ya rab tu mera aur main tera yaar raho mujhko faqat tujhse ho mohabbat khalq se main bezaar raho har dam zikr o fikr mein tere mast raho sarshar raho har dam zikr o fikr mein tere mast raho sarshar raho. Oh Allah, let it be such that every moment of mine I be in your zikr and in your remembrance, that I be in your zikr and in your remembrance. Har dam zikr o fikr mein tere mast raho sarshar raho. होश रहे न मुझको किसी का तेरा, मगर होशियार रहूं अब तो रहे बस तादबे आखिर, विर्दे ज़बा ए मेरे इलाह, ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह मुहम्मदुर रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु तआला अलैहि वसल्लम, ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह, 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 ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह मुहम्मदुर रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु तआला अलैहि वसल्लम, ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह, 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 ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह मुहम्मदुर रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु तआला अलैहि वसल्लम। दिल को अगर चमकाना हो तो कर लो जिक्र इल्लल्लाह, सोचो जरा फिरऔन के घर में मूसा को पाला किसने, गौर करो मछली के शिकम में यूनुस को रखा किसने, पहले आग में डाला फिर आग को भूल किया किसने,
उनके नाम की गुन गाते रहे इब्राहिम खलीलुल्लाह इल्लल्लाहु इल्लल्लाह 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 इल्लल्लाहु इल्लल्लाह
दिल मेरा हो जाए एक मैदान हूँ तू ही तू हो तू ही तू हो तू ही तू और मेरे तन में बजाए आप गिल दर्द दिल हो दर्द दिल हो दर्द दिल गैर से बिल्कुल ही उठ जाए नजर तू ही तो आए नजर देखो जिधर अल्लाह जल जलालुहु तआला शानुहु अल्लाहु अल्लाह 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 कैसा प्यारा नाम
اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا بینا اور جام ہے، اللہ جل جلالہ تعالی شانہ، اللہ 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 اللہ
ایچه شیری نست نام شیر و شکر می شود جانم تمام، اللہ جل جلاله و تعالی شانه، اللہ 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 والسلام على اشرف الانبياء وسيد المرسلين سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى اله واصحابه اجمعين، يا كريم الله يا رحيم الله most loving caring compassionate kind merciful beloved Allah our most beautiful Allah، يا الله you gave the tawfiq to these dirty filthy napak and impure tongues to take your mubarak and pure name، يا الله it is your fazl your karam your grace your ihsan your favor upon us، oh my kareem Allah you give us the tawfiq to regularly take your name، يا الله let our lives يا الله let our eyes be full with door of the zikr of Allah Ta'ala، يا الله let our tongues become wet with the zikr of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala، يا الله let our tongues become zikr full of zikr oh my kareem Allah، يا الله let there be door coming out of our eyes، يا الله let the door be in our ears، let the door be in our tongues، يا الله fill our faces with door، يا الله let there be glitter on our faces، يا الله with the door of the zikr، oh my kareem Allah you make us door through and through، يا الله our faces have lost the shine and not the glamour oh my kareem Allah because of indulgence in sense، ya kareem Allah bring door onto our faces، ya Allah enlighten our hearts، ya Allah fill our hearts with the door of zikr، ya kareem Allah cleanse and purify our hearts with the barakat of zikr، ya Allah through your infinite grace and mercy give us a tawfiq to be regular and punctual in our zikr، ya Allah we are extremely weak، for few days we make zikr and after that we leave it، Ya Allah, we're causing ourselves harm. Ya Allah, you give us the tawfiq to continue the zikr. Ya Kareem Allah, just as we eat every day. Ya Allah, we drink every day. Ya Allah, let zikrullah be part of our day as well. Ya Kareem Allah, let us not neglect zikrullah. Ya Allah, let us make tilawat of the Quran and Majid regularly. Ya Allah, give us muhabbat for the zikr. Ya Allah, give us muhabbat for the Quran and Majid so that recitation of the Quran and Majid becomes easy for us. Give us muhabbat for the Quran and Majid. Give us azmat of the Quran and Majid. Give us respect for the Quran and Majid. Let us be reciters of the Quran and Majid night and day. Ya Allah, the month of Ramadan Mubarak comes, Ya Allah, you give the tawfiq to increase and to engage, Ya Allah, in different forms of zikr, whether it is in the form of tilawat of the Quran and Majid, whether it is in the form of zikrullah, whether it is in the form of abstention from sins. Ya Allah, there are so many of us outside Ramzan Sharif, there's so much that we indulge in. When that month of Ramadan Mubarak comes, Ya Allah, tawfiq from your side, and we are able to keep away from all these sins. Ya Allah, just as you have blessed us with tawfiq in this Mubarak month to engage in all the good and to abstain from evil, Ya Allah, do not snatch this tawfiq away after the month of Ramadan Mubarak. Ya Allah, we are totally dependent on you. Ya Allah, we are in need of your assistance. Ya Allah, if you do not assist us, we will fall back into the same places. Ya Allah, we will revert to what we were before Ramadan Mubarak. Ya Allah, we do not want that life of sin and filth and disobedience and negligence. Ya Allah, we are desirous of changing our lives. Ya Allah, we want happiness in our lives. Ya Allah, we want to experience happiness in our hearts. Ya Allah, that happiness in the heart only comes, O my Kareem Allah, with your obedience and with your dhikr. Ya Allah, bless each and every one of us and our families with happiness in our hearts. Ya Allah, we have all the... Ya Allah, we have all the wealth of the world, we have the belongings of the world, Ya Allah, but there is no happiness in our hearts. Ya Allah, there is no happiness in our homes. Ya Allah, the happiness only comes in your obedience, in your dhikr. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq, give our families the tawfiq, Ya Allah, to engage in zikrullah. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to engage in zikrullah within our homes, to establish zikr within our homes. Ya Allah, to establish the tilawat of the Quran and Majid within our homes. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to establish the sunnats of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our homes. Ya Allah, let our eating be in accordance to the sunnah. Ya Allah, those of us that have no excuse, Ya Allah, for sitting down on the floor, Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to sit on the floor and eat our food just as Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did. Ya Allah, if there is any excuse, that it's understood, but Ya Kareem Allah, you give us the muhabbat for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that to implement every sunnat of his becomes beloved to us. Ya Kareem Allah, let our eating be according to the eating of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let our drinking be in accordance with the drinking of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, let the face Mubarak of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam become beloved to us. Ya Allah, just as his appearance was, let us make our appearance like his appearance. O my Kareem Allah, our clothing and our dressing like his dressing. Ya Kareem Allah, give us muhabbat for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give us ishq for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the day of Qiyamah, we are going to be desirous and we are going to be wanting the intercession of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Ya Kareem Allah, if we are far away from his sunnahs, Ya Allah, if we have turned our backs upon his sunnahs, Ya Allah, what is going to be our condition on the day of Qiyamah? Ya Allah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made sacrifices for us. So much of sacrifices, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family, Ya Allah, the Sahaba Kiram Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Alayhi Wajma'in, made for this deed to reach us. Ya Allah, in which way are we showing appreciation to the sacrifices of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Ya Allah, just one drop of the Mubarak blood of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the whole Ummah put together. Whole Ummah put together. The blood of the entire Ummah put together. One drop of the Mubarak blood of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, it cannot compare. Ya Allah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's blood Mubarak goes down on him. Ya Allah, he was pelted. Ya Allah, he was stoned. Ya Allah, he went through so many difficulties. Ya Allah, intestines of animals were put onto his body. All this he tolerated. Ya Allah, he made so much of sacrifices. Allah, three solid years exercise. Grieve Allah, if we don't eat for a day or two. Ya Allah, what day we don't eat, what meal we miss out. Ya Allah, we become restless and parishan. We are hungry. Ya Allah, three solid years of ostracization. Ya Allah, chewing with the leaves of trees for survival. Ya Allah, all these sacrifices made by the maker Allah and his family and the Sahaba Ikram. Ya Allah, I pray that Ummah for whom all these sacrifices we made, the very same Ummah is causing pain and injury to the Mubarak and sensitive heart of the maker Allah. Ya Allah, we are ashamed of us. Ya Allah, we acknowledge our weaknesses. We are ashamed of this. Ya Allah, of these. Ya Allah, of hurting and injuring the Mubarak and sensitive heart of the Mikrib, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you give us tawfiq to engage in those a'mal that will please the Mikrib, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when they are presented before you. Ya Kareem Allah, you give us the good fortune of drinking the water of Kawthar from the Mubarak hands of the Mikrib, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, bless us with the intercession of the Mikrib, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, the fikr of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make it our fikr. Ya Allah, those things with Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like, Ya Allah, let us like those same things. Ya Allah, those things with Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, abhorred and disliked. Ya Allah, let us dislike that with Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, dislike. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to bring our lives in conformity with the sunnahs of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, whatever mistakes we have made, whatever errors we have made, whatever, Ya Allah, sins we have committed, Ya Allah, you forgive our major and minor sins. Forgive those sins that we have committed during the brightness of the day or the darkness of the night. Ya Kareem Allah, on a pitch black night, Ya Allah, on a pitch black rock, there is a black ant that is walking. Oh my Kareem Allah, that is crawling. Ya Allah, you hear the movements of that ant. You see the movement of that ant. Ya Allah, when we indulge in sins, we deceived ourselves to think that no one was observing. Ya Kareem Allah, from above you are observing. Ya Allah, every crime of ours you know. Ya Allah, every secret of ours is no secret to you. Ya Allah, the evil thoughts, the fantasizing that went through our minds and hearts, Ya Allah, that too you are aware of. There is absolutely nothing hidden from you. Ya Kareem Allah, on this Mubarak night, on this 23rd night of Ramadan al-Mubarak, Ya Allah, we beg of you to forgive our sins. Ya Allah, give us a clean and pure life from now onwards. Ya Allah, whatever has passed is past. Ya Allah, our future, make it prosperous. Ya Allah, make it free of your disobedience. Ya Allah, make it free of sins. Ya Allah, if due to human weakness, if some sin is committed, if some crime is committed, oh my Kareem Allah, give the tawfiq to make plenty of tawbah and immediate tawbah. Ya Kareem Allah, accept our istighfar, accept our tawbah. Ya Allah, accept our sawm, accept our rozas. Ya Allah, accept our taraweeh. Ya Allah, accept our tilawat of the Quran. Ya Allah, accept whatever, Ya Allah, we are spending in your path, whatever tawfiq you give, Ya Allah, you accept everything. Ya Kareem Allah, these actions are not worthy of presentation in your court. You, through your infinite grace and mercy, accept. Ya Allah, every action of ours is extremely defective. Every action is extremely defective. It is void of ikhlas. Ya Allah, it is void of khushu and khudu. Ya Kareem Allah, we acknowledge our weakness. Ya Kareem Allah, we will continue in our little way, whatever it is, Ya Allah, we are able to do through your given tawfiq and ahsan. Ya Kareem Allah, you make it easy and you accept. Ya Kareem Allah, accept the broken efforts. Ya Allah, accept the broken efforts. Ya Allah, the defective a'mal you accept, whichever form they may be, Ya Allah. You have given the tawfiq, so you accept. Ya Kareem Allah, bless our parents with long life, with afiyat and salamati. Ya Kareem Allah, give us respect of our parents. Ya Allah, you give us the tawfiq to be khidmat of our parents. Ya Kareem Allah, remove the calamities of the ummah. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties that the ummah is confronting and facing. Ya Kareem Allah, let there be khair to descend. Ya Allah, let rahmat descend. Let your mercy descend. Ya Allah, let your mercy shroud us. Ya Kareem Allah, we beg of you all that good that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has asked of you, and we ask you for protection from all the evil that we have done.
اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين آمين يا رب العالمين برحمتك.